One more thought on technology this hour as we remember Lou Reed, artist, musician, legend, who really used technology to fuse pop and culture. You can join the conversation at 877-8MYTAKE or post a comment at thetakeaway.org. Our next guest, you might say, is a renegade rock and roll animal of the United States Senate, Bernie Sanders of the great state of Vermont. And while the White House scrambles to deal with outrage from longtime allies whose private conversations may have been monitored by the high-tech National Security Agency for more than a decade, it seems a bit out of balance, maybe, to be shocked at the U.S. spying on world leaders when, since the Edward Snowden revelations, we know that the U.S. routinely watches over the communications of U.S. citizens, apparently without regard to whether they might do anything to ever threaten the security of the United States. Independent U.S. Senator from Vermont, Bernie Sanders, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. Great to be with you.
How out of balance do you sense this idea that we've been listening to Angela Merkel when the NSA has been listening to perhaps millions of American citizens for just as long?
Well, I think if you take a look at what the NSA is doing today, I think the conclusion that most Americans have reached is these guys are out of control now. They got a whole lot of toys that they're playing with, and I do not believe that they understand the implications of what they're doing. So you got two issues. The first point that you've just made is that they are collecting the phone records of virtually every telephone call made in the United States of America, and they're going a lot further than that right here in our own country. And now, second of all, what we have learned in recent weeks is that they are spying on our allies throughout the world, whether it is Germany, France, Spain, or whatever it is, apparently some 35 countries. And in an increasingly tight global community, where we have got to work together to combat terrorism, to do something about the serious problems facing the global economy, where we must address the crisis, the planetary crisis of global warming, how are we going to have the kind of cooperation that we need when there is massive mistrust now against the United States for this type of spying?
Senator Sanders, I'm wondering what the back down is here. You're certainly someone who advocates, vigorous accountability for the national security establishment. But it seems to me at this point, every nation in the world isn't going to let's regulate this. Their response is going to be, we want these toys, too.
Well, I hope that that is not the answer. I hope that the answer is that we will use our intelligence capabilities to protect the people of the United States and help countries around the world fighting the very serious problems of terrorism. Those are serious problems. But on the other hand, I think what we as American citizens have got to be very loud and clear about is that we need strong legislation, and I hope the administration will join us to rein in what the NSA and the other intelligence agencies are doing. I was somebody who voted against the original USA Patriot Act, and I voted against the reauthorization. But I do understand that terrorism is a serious issue. There are people who want to do us harm, and we've got to combat that. But you can do that in a way that does not undermine our constitutional rights, and you can do that in a way that shows respect to countries throughout the world. They are our allies. They are our friends. We have common interests. And as Chancellor Merkel pointed out, when you have this type of distrust, it is very hard to work together.
We're talking with the junior senator from Vermont, independent Bernie Sanders. With your view of history, if this is a moment to really rethink the legislative protocols and the ground rules upon which the NSA and the security establishment operates, how would you say this moment differs from the famous Frank Church hearings and reform movement that took place in the 1970s after Watergate?
Well, I think the moment differs in the sense that the technology we now have is far more powerful. This is not a question of where the government is illegally spying on a given individual when they should not be doing that. This is a moment when virtually every telephone call being made in the United States of America, there are records of those calls being kept by the NSA. And we're learning now that they're doing the same in countries throughout the world. So the scope of what they are doing is very, very different. And I think what our position has got to be, I think people who are concerned about civil liberties and constitutional rights has got to be, is that when 99.999% of the American people have nothing to do with terrorism. You do not have to keep records of them. And by the way, John, this is not just a governmental issue. It is a corporate issue as well. It is very frightening, the degree to which private companies now have access to every aspect of our lives. And it is, you know, increasingly difficult to call ourselves a free nation when there are people who know everything about us. So I think this whole issue of privacy, certainly with the government, certainly with the private sector, has got to be raised to a level and start discussing. We need a discussion on this to the degree that we have not had in the past.
Senator Sanders, let me push back on your, if I may say so, left-leaning civil libertarian outlook on this to the extent, let's just say tomorrow we said Bernie Sanders is going to be the person who's the gatekeeper here on the technology and the monitoring. Isn't the nature of the technology that the gatekeeper suddenly becomes the NSA in this particular environment? You can't really have accountability because the person suddenly watching is as powerful as the NSA.
Right. Well, I mean, that is a fair question. And I think the answer is that what we need is kind of new legislation to change the name of the game. And I think what the legislation has got to be about, what some of us are working on right now, is to say, you know, in English, in a non-legal sense, the following. If the government has reason to believe, if a law enforcement agent comes in and says, look, I have reason to believe that Mr. X is involved in terrorist activities, they've got to make their case to an objective board, a FISA court or whatever, make the case. And if they can make the case to a reasonable court, I think all of us would like that agency to go after those people who we think are involved in terrorism. But if you cannot make the case, if you have no reason to believe that somebody is involved in terrorism, let's not store those records. And certainly in terms of our relationship with the rest of the world, I mean, just stop and think how we would feel if we were learning that the Germans or the French or the Spanish were tapping the phones of the president of the United States. So what I worry about here is this is really damaging to our relationship with countries throughout the world. As you know, the president of Brazil canceled her trip to the United States. All over Latin America, people are saying, what in God's name is the United States doing? Who do they think they are? Yeah, we may be the most powerful nation on earth, but we're not there to run the whole world. We're not there to dictate to the whole world. And this is doing us, doing our reputation a whole lot of harm.
Well, one thing we can be assured of, because this is public radio, the NSA isn't listening into us, even though our listeners are listening. Bernie Sanders, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Bernie Sanders is the junior senator from Vermont. He's an independent.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.